Late as always.
You're ready. I didn't know what that meant. You don't know how to spell anymore. Your spelling has got like atrocious.
Look, in this day and age, spelling is immaterial.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I will tell you one thing. One thing that's true in life
is
this dark.
Make sure you're recording.
Oh yeah, I better check that.
This important.
Yeah, I'm recording.
Important message.
This is the one thing you can count on in life, okay? Dark berry Dr. Pepper is delicious. It is amazing.
It's liquid candy.
Yeah.
What do you think of it at first? Like when I tasted it at first, I was like, that's very like sweet and artificial tasting. But then by the time I got to the end, I was like, that's fucking delicious.
No, it hit me delicious right away, but I'm not a pussy like you when it comes to sweetness.
You can handle it. You're like, more artificial. There you go. Our glowing recommendation.
Well, I had a contractor in the house today. I've been missing a lot of work because we've been having a lot of work done. But on the house, I have to be home. But
you're putting on that new comic room?
There was this young kid here. You know, he was putting in a new security device on the door because we got a new door. And he was a really smart kid. I liked him a lot. I'd hire him in a heartbeat. But I asked him. I always offer people, you know, do you want water or anything? And I said, well, how about a dark berry Dr. Pepper? And he said, oh, hell yeah.
Wow.
He downed that sucker. He said, I'd never drank something so delicious in my life. He said,
had he had one before?
Yeah, he had one before. That's why he didn't turn it down.
So we're very hip then to the younger generation.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very hip.
I knew that about myself.
Yeah.
Geek brunch.
Well, I didn't even know how hip I was until I drank two more bottles of it, two more cases. And then I'm like, I'm fucking hip, man. I'm hip to the scene.
Well, that is impressive. I always knew that we were in touch with the youth of today.
Yeah.
And I didn't say we're touching the youth of today, just in touch with them. We offer them sweet beverages and invite them into our homes. We lure them into our homes with pop that tastes like candy.
Ah, it's delicious.
I could go for another one.
I'm drinking one right now. I got some crushed ice, and then I poured some hot dark berry Dr. Pepper in the glass. And it's melting the ice. Oh, it tastes so good.
I haven't had it with ice.
I'll
try that next time.
It's delicious. And healthy, too, because then you get your H2O.
That is essential to life.
Essential to life. See?
So you're providing your body with what it needs to survive.
That's right. You got to balance the good with the bad, you know?
That's right.
That's how you stay healthy and immortal.
That's true. That's a good lesson for everyone out there. You got to balance the good with the bad. You can have the bad, just make sure you balance it with the good.
Yeah. So I made it into that room, and I spent a whole fucking day, and I almost gave up after 1 hour. I'm like, fuck this shit, man.
Oh, you're...
My trade room.
Your
I was
spare
like,
room.
It was. I couldn't fucking even move. Like, I was like Houdini in there. Like, I was doing like yoga, and I don't even know yoga, just to be able to sit. It was ridiculous. And after about an hour, I said, God, this is just ain't worth it. I'm gonna be in here for days. But once I got
like,
past a
can't
certain
even find the door.
I couldn't. Once I got past a certain threshold, I had done so much goddamn lifting that day. I was so sore. I was like, Jesus Christ. But it paid off because I've been putting those Epic collections in that bookshelf in my other man cave, and I knew I was missing stuff. Like, even though Epic collections are like numbered really funky,
yeah, they come out of
I
order.
I knew I was missing stuff. Like, I knew I was, and I have every single one of them. So I was like, I got to the last pile, and there was like two piles about 4 feet high of Epic collections. And I'm like, there's the rest of them.
You found them.
So
in
now,
the back.
Now I know, like, as of now, not including the shipment I just got in. Well, this one didn't have any Epic collections in it. So everything up to this point on this day feels a large bookshelf, five things high, you know, five shelves high,
mm-hmm.
Of a Target bookshelf. For every Epic collection.
How wide is it? Like a couple feet?
It's pretty doggone wide, man.
Yeah. Impressive.
I could only fit like three of them side by side in that unit. So they're, I don't know. Let's see. 3 feet wide?
Yeah. That sounds probably about right.
6 feet high. So that's if you want all the Epic collections. And then I looked at it. I spent time looking at it, organizing it. And I'm like, God damn. I have more things to read that will last me three lifetimes. No, like three lifetimes. As I was going through that room, I just started thinking a lot. It's like, these omnibuses alone.
I was going to say, just the Epic collections alone.
Those will take fucking weeks to read. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. your problem was you started to think logically about it instead of thinking about it with your heart.
Well, I posted recently that I usually feel like I'm immortal, right? Like I'm going to live forever. But when you start thinking about things with your engineering mind, it doesn't make too much goddamn sense.
Of course not.
But at the same time, it makes you feel young. Like it makes you feel vibrant and young. Like, goddamn, there's comics everywhere. I feel like a kid.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is for people like you and I with our mindset, like owning these things isn't just about reading them. Like, just being able to see them on the shelf brings me joy, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it
I get
does.
Enjoyment just owning some of this stuff.
Yes.
And be able to look at my shelf and seeing them on the shelf.
Some people don't get it, like Daryl. Daryl just, his mind is into that, plugged in to the Matrix.
That's true.
He'll never get that again. He'll never get that joy.
Like, looking around at my shelves makes me happy.
Yeah.
One thing I need to do, so I have limited room in my office here for shelves. Oh, and I did slide my shelves over, so that was my comic project since the last podcast.
Yeah.
I know I talked on the last one that I was going to slide my shelves over because there's gaps between them. So now they're all slid over, so there's no gaps. And I made a little room for my other shelf. But what I need to do now is go through the shelves and take out stuff that I don't really care about displaying and only populate the shelves with stuff that I want to...
That you're going to read or want to see all the time.
My favorite stuff.
Yeah.
So all my shelves will just be my favorite stuff.
Well, the only thing I don't like about this climate-controlled storage unit is there's so many goddamn people there. Like, when you're in an outdoor storage unit, it seems like you have more room to navigate and do stuff.
You mean like parking and stuff, or?
Yeah, parking and all that. Parking, and then like you only have one entry.
Oh, bringing
like,
in stuff.
God
yeah.
damn! And it's three stories high, so you got people using the elevators, and there's six carts that you could go sign up for. You know, it's to carry stuff in,
mm-hmm.
and they're usually gone. You might as well bring in your own dolly. Yeah, it's just, it's different than the other storage unit. it's not as convenient.
Right.
But I like the fact that it could be bad outside and raining and weather's bad and you're inside and I'm organizing books. So I do like the climate control. I think it's like 67 or 70 degrees in there. Barb freezes when she goes in there, but I feel fine.
That's good for comics.
Yeah. But I got my plasm finally. And I was hoping that you had your plasm on your bookshelf near you.
I do. My binder?
Yes.
I do have my binder on my bookshelf.
Please get it. I want to ask a couple questions.
All right, let me get up here. Let's see. Of course, so one good thing I discovered as I was moving my shelf, because I thought I was going to have to, because there's two shelves I had to move. So I was afraid that I was going to have to like empty both of them and slide them over. But I realized once I emptied the first one and slid it over that I realized I could take the contents of the second one, move them over to the first one, and then move the second one.
Merging's a bitch. Like if you didn't have to merge anything, and you knew where everything was, it would be like fantasy land. Like because everything would be in order and where you can find it. But like that takes time, the shift of the shelves. Like right now I'm at capacity at this bookshelf. But let's say if I get two more volumes of Amazing Spider-Man, what do I do?
Yeah.
Do I take the bottom shelf and shift it over and then move every shelf down? Do you see what I'm saying?
I can't find my binder. Oh wait, I think I see it. Why did I move it up there? See, that's the problem. See, when I moved everything over, a lot of stuff got rearranged. So But I think I see it. It's up here on the top. Yes. Okay, I got it.
Okay, I have a couple questions because this thing is pretty awesome. I didn't think it was this awesome. When you open the first...
It is awesome.
When you open the first page and you
have
cards...
We're talking about the... This is the Plasm card series that Defiant brought out. They also brought out like a binder for it. So you could buy the entire run of cards in a binder. And basically, it's a comic book in card form.
Yes. When you open up the first page, is it start like with comic, and then you turn it over, and it's got the credits?
No.
What is the first page on yours?
Like, when I first opened the binder?
Well, it's got like an introduction to Plasm
yeah.
when
I got introduction,
opened.
And then I have the Death of Love page.
That's the first page?
Yeah.
Ah, see, I thought that they put the cards in backwards.
One of ours is mine backwards. That seems like it should be the first page, right?
I would think so.
Yeah, it's
because,
the credits.
Because my first page has the main character in there saying, pitiful, ignorant, monotonous, why can't they understand that they're granting them eternal life?
Yeah, that's my second page.
Yeah, see, I need to reorganize this whole goddamn thing. I had a suspicion, and the cards have, like, numbers on the front, but then I got to the back, so, like, if you start turning to the back where they got, like, the profile cards.
Yes.
That makes you think the opposite, because the numbers are on the back and the statistics are on the back. But...
Yeah. Yeah, so for the profile ones, I see the backs of them first.
It makes total sense because I turned to the last part of the story and the last page should say not the end by any means. And mine doesn't. So the cards are all backwards, so I have to fix it. Okay, next question. That's going to be a done deal. Did yours come with a splatter ball in there, comic on the last page?
Yes, I have a splatter ball
okay,
in the last page.
Okay, you have a
page.
Splatter ball. That comic I didn't have either. I didn't know it existed. That is a comic. The last question is, there's on the back of my binder, there's a card, like, portfolio one. Is there anything in that back? There's, like,
in
a
the back
plastic
pocket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
yes,
is
there
in
is.
There?
I don't know. It's a card of some sort.
I don't have that.
Let me pull it out and see what it is.
Yeah, I want to know what I'm missing.
Hang on, I need to get my reading glasses out.
So bad, Jesus.
Let me get my old man glasses out.
Do you need reading glasses, or do you, can you just take off your glasses and then be fine?
I could either way, but I'm wearing contacts. Oh, I can't get this card out. It's stuck in there. All right, here we go.
I'm glad we had this discussion, though, because I had a stinking suspicion.
There we go. Okay, it is... Oob, OOB, Hero of the Revolution card.
Is it like a hologram, or is it, what is it?
It's like a Prisma card.
So it's like glossy? Like shiny.
Yeah.
Oh, see, mine doesn't have that. So I'm missing a card. God damn it. I had a feeling I was missing that.
So you just have a number? Yeah, it's a number. 9 of 9.
Please send me the exclusive back cover of the Plasm Zero issue, enclosed as a money order for $9.95. Complete your Plasm Zero issue. Order the David Laffam back cover. Holy shit, that's awesome. Can I still send my order in? Do you have a back cover on your back?
Six. A back cover?
Yeah.
No, I just got the
order
special
form.
Offer. Yeah.
God, look at the cover though. That's awesome.
Nice.
Shit! Now something else to track down.
Man, they paid me.
Hey, can you do me? Can you do me a favor though, and take a picture of your card and send it to me so I can see what it looks like? The one that
I'll
I'm missing.
Post it.
So that's going to be a little chore. I'm going to have to go through every page and reverse the order.
Yeah, reverse the pages. Why is this 9 of 9, though? I don't understand that.
What's 9 of 9?
That's what the card number. It says 9 of 9 on it.
I don't know. Maybe you got... Maybe there's what... each.
Oh, you think there's 9 different ones?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh.
And mine didn't have any, so it's like...
Oh,
fuck.
I need to get 8 now.
Yeah. But I was glad that it had the splatter ball, because I heard about the splatter ball. Do you know what I mean? Because some people are selling that splatter ball, like, individually for a lot of money. Are you there? Oh, that's weird.
I'm back.
What happened?
I don't know. Poor connection.
I must see recording still. Yeah, we're still recording. That means you're streaming too much content. Do you have cable high broadband, or do you have over the
cable.
Phone lines? Cable, yeah. How many megabits do you get? Do you know? Have you done a speed test?
I have. I don't remember. It's good, though.
Okay. Maybe it's me, but I don't have that problem.
Depends
with
on the day,
else.
I guess. Awesome. My son's probably stealing my bandwidth.
Streaming. Yeah, but anyway. This,
stop streaming!
I finally got this Plasm thing, so now everything's complete. All is right in the world with my Dark Berry Dr. Pepper and my Plasm card binder.
You have an almost complete collection.
I'm missing the back card. Somebody sold it, son of a bitches. But now that I have a picture of what it is, then it could potentially lead me to completing more if I can get the cards relatively cheap. Do you see what I'm saying? If there are 9 cards, and I want the 9 cards, I could start seeking them out.
Oh, here's holofoil cards, 1 through 8. 60.
60 bucks? I can't hear you now. I'm losing you.
What's up? I'm gonna do a speed test. Let's see if it's me.
I'll do one too.
I got a fast speed test.
Maybe it's Skype.
I got 31 megabits.
I'm probably the problem.
I got 3 megabits upload, or 2.5.
Oh, I got 13. That should be enough, though. I don't know.
Should be.
Maybe it's my... It seems like every time I start moving that I get bad connection. Maybe I should just sit down for a while. I like to move when I'm talking.
That would cut you out, but it wouldn't drop the connection.
True. True that. But maybe it is. Maybe Barb is up there doing streaming some news. I bet she's up there causing trouble.
Well, tell her she doesn't need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
The same thing as every day.
It's all going to shit.
Yeah, it's all going downhill quickly.
So anyway, you organized shelves this past weekend, like last weekend.
Yes, I organized shelves, and then during the week I've been doing merging. So it sucks.
Yeah, the merging sucks.
But, and because I have long boxes, I can only do like about 3 or 4 boxes before my back starts hurting. And
You need to get away from the long boxes.
I have to. I don't have room for short boxes.
What do you mean you don't have room?
I don't have room. I mean, I have more comics than I have. Like, I have all my long boxes are full. If I replace those with short boxes, I won't be able to fit as many comics. So then I'd have a bunch of short boxes that I wouldn't know what to do with.
I did feed her. I fed her after the walk, and I just had to remember because then we went for breakfast, and I waited for her to finish. Barb's asking me if Harley ate. Well, I had to think. I had to process. I got old man. If it's not about comics, I don't remember shit. Well, this is awesome. You're going to Heroes.
I am.
Yes. How did you pull that out? You aligned it with work and... You got your family Father's Day approved.
I did.
How does that work out? Do you say? Do you go to Melanie and say, you know what? I'm a good father. You know what I really want for Father's Day? I want comics.
All I want for Father's Day. Well, I got lucky because my wife just returned from a trip to England.
Oh yeah.
So she was feeling kind of guilty, or not guilty, but. It was hard for her to say no when she just went to England.
Yeah, it's like it's a balance thing. In other words, you were here, so now it's my turn.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That is sweet. You tell Melanie I said thank you.
I will tell her that. Yes, I'm looking forward to it. And Barb said that she's going to take the couch, so you and I will be sharing the bed.
Yes, that's right. Barb's taking the couch
that.
And we got the main bed.
Is that a king size or a queen
size? It's a king size.
Oh, good.
Yeah. There could a lot of... But we don't have to, like, use the whole bed. We could still cuddle.
We need warm.
Yeah.
Warm.
Because we do keep the temperature in there because it's so damn humid at, like, 42 degrees.
Yeah, you got to turn the air up all the way.
Turn the air up all the way.
And then we'll have to cuddle.
But I don't know if I could deal with that fucking heartbeat machine. Especially when you bring your goddamn earplugs. Maybe you bring me a pair of earplugs.
I can share the ear. I'll just put my fingers in your ears during the night. I'll sleep.
Natural earplugs.
That's right. I caress the side of your face.
So that's cool, man. I was surprised, but I'm really
Yeah, I
glad.
worked it out. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Be fun.
No Daryl this year. No Campbell. No Hassan. No Embats. No Allen. So we're missing a lot of people. But oh well. We'll make it.
They're weak.
Yeah. You don't need more room. You act like this breakfast sandwich is fucking like a pizza.
What are you talking about?
No, you cannot stream news. We need all the bandwidth. We've just proven we need all the bandwidth because we keep getting disconnected.
Every time she refreshes her page, we get disconnected.
Yeah. Disconnected.
You know what? I think it's going to be impossible to get that back page for that plasm binder.
I think so, too, unless somebody's selling it with the...
Yeah, that's going to be the only way. Because anyone who sent away for it obviously got it because they have the binder. Unless they dumped a bunch of them on the market at some point.
But did you... I missed the... You got chopped up there. You said that you could get all the cards, all nine of them, for $60?
Yeah, well, 1 through 8. Someone's selling
and
one.
And you have card 9.
I do have card 9. I'm not going to pay $60 for the stupid cards, though. I'm perfectly happy with one.
Did you see them on eBay? Are they just like Plasm Zero cards?
Yeah, Plasm Zero. Oh, here's someone selling 9 for $342.
$342?
No, $3. Yeah, you can get the individual. Oh, you can get the individual cards for pretty cheap. Well, maybe I should buy them before you do.
Well, what do I have to search for before you plasm cards?
Oh, no, this is something else. I was mistaken.
I'm not finding it. Zero returned. Oh, I'm looking at somebody's goddamn page. How the hell did I get there? Plasm trading cards. 36 packs. So when you bought this, you had to buy all 36 packs. And then... Where's the hologram? I don't see him.
It's not really a hologram.
Well, there's a sealed box. Wow, I just buy the whole goddamn box and hope I get the holograms. There's $13. Factory sealed. Free shipping.
How much? $13?
Yeah.
Like a box?
A box of cards.
That doesn't seem too bad.
Well, if they come with one or two of the holograms, I'm set. Let's see what this card thing see. Is it 36 packs per box? I bet you the specialty items came with the binder, though. I have a stinking suspicion. The hologram cards.
Say that again.
I think they came exclusively with the binder in that last pocket.
I doubt it. I'm sure they came with the cards.
Really? Then why would they have just... Okay, riddle me this, Batman.
Well, okay.
Why would you just have one fucking card holder in the back?
If there's 9 cards?
If there's 9 cards, why not have a whole fucking plastic sheet?
I think that there is a plastic sheet.
Well, I have a plastic sheet available for 9 cards.
That's what I'm
right,
saying.
Right before the splatter ball. But what I'm saying is card number 9, or is I think this came with the card.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it did too. I think it came with one card.
When you bought yours, did you buy the cards or did you buy it after the fact? Did you buy this off the shelf or?
No, I bought it online at some point.
Oh, goddamn. Do we have any listeners that bought it like
maybe
a real
at a,
man?
Maybe at a show. But
Do we
yeah,
have
not...
any listeners that bought Plasm like a real man? A real man. Then I want to know that person, and you can tweet me and let me know more about this binder. I want to know more. I want to know if I had to order everything separate. It sure looks that way. And why it seems like if you had like these random place cards, you'd have to buy like three boxes to make sure you have all of them. Just seems odd.
Well, I think they released it. They probably released it first as the cards and then later brought out the binder.
Yeah.
Which would piss you off if you had already.
But this is like historically history too, because you had the lawsuit over this issue. You not only had the controversy of this binder only having 15,000 of them made instead of 150,000. But you also have the controversy of Marvel suing them because of that name, and then they're changing the name to Warriors of Plasm.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I do not.
This came out before the comic then.
Yeah, it did. That's how they launched.
Why would you launch a comic book company with trading cards?
Because he freaking knew that he knew the collectability market from his work at Valiant. He knew that gimmicks were big. Don't you have the Protector's bullet hole cover? That was awesome. It had a fucking hole through the whole goddamn book.
I don't have that. Through the whole book?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Protector.
You need to get that.
I do. God damn it. I only have Protectors number one. Was it number one?
No. I think the bullet hole cover was 5. It was a popular cover. Yeah, I knew the cover. The bullet hole cover is number 5. I knew it. It's 5B. Wow, there's three different covers. 5A is bagged. I obviously opened mine to read it, so I don't have the bagged. It says, first ever Force Beam whole comic book. This issue is not to be missed. Take a look. This issue features the death of a Protector. And what was awesome about the Protectors is they took all that public domain characters and just made a hero universe out of it. A lot of these characters were in Golden Age.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. I love
oh, yeah,
this
bullet
series.
Hole.
Yeah.
But what's the difference between A and B?
One is bagged and one is not.
Die cut cover, cardstock cover. Is that the same thing?
Well, the die cut cover is different. I don't know what the die cut is. I don't know what the difference is by looking at the pictures. Oh,
listeners.
I do know what the die cut. Okay, so if you have the bag, then the logo is on the bag. So the Protectors is on the bag. If you open the bag, then you don't have the Protectors logo on the bag, on the cover.
Oh,
you just
so
have the
no
guy's
logo.
Face.
No logo.
And then if you buy the die cut cover, it has the logo on the cover.
Right.
I really need to find a bagged version of it.
So do they use the hole in the story, like in the inside pages?
I don't remember. I just remember thinking, oh, this is awesome. I can see through it like the Bionic Man's back eye.
I can stick my finger through my comic.
And number 7 gimmick is the It's the first appearance of Night Mask, includes a poster. So that one has a poster in it. This launched a lot of titles too. Like it launched Ferret, it launched Grave Digger, it launched Airman, I think is his name. It had a whole Man of War. It had a whole bunch of different titles.
I never got into Malibu.
I loved them.
The only thing I got from Malibu is some of their
Ultraverse
licensed properties. Yeah, and Ultraverse. I guess I got a couple of them.
Not regularly,
though.
You know,
oh, Mantra. Mantra I was into. Well, that was Ultraverse.
Oh, I liked Mantra. The guy was an asshole, too, and he turned into a woman.
Prime, of course. Rune. Yeah, so I was into the Solitaire.
Barry Windsor Smith, man. He did Rune.
Yeah, Solitaire was Jeff Johnson.
Yeah.
I like that one. So I like all the, I guess I did get into the Ultraverse
Solitaire
stuff.
Had a card gimmick. I remember it came with cards in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good time, man. But you've been less appealed by superhero universes than other genres, it seems like.
I've always liked all genres. I like superhero stuff, and I always collect.
But you don't like
stuff,
dominate
but
in the superhero world.
The majority of people. Yeah, I always got other stuff as well.
You're too good for that. You have to put your pinky in the air.
Pinky in the air and say, I want to read horror too.
Yeah. I want to read autobiographical comics.
I want to read someone masturbating.
I want to read, about somebody masturbating continuously. Or somebody that buys hookers all the time.
I want to read about hookers.
I just got a book. It's actually a book. It's called Comic Book Shop.
I got that too.
And it looks like fascinating to like read the chapters, because I don't know if you like read the chapters, but it goes through like years of the shop. And to me, that's like fascinating, like gems in there.
Yeah,
so it'll talk about like here's 1980 through 1980 something, you know, and it'll say this is what was going on. And it has pictures of like creators that were in the shop at the time. So I don't know. It sounds fascinating.
Yeah, I got it. I think because we talked about it on one of our previews chats.
Yeah.
Because this is like the new updated edition. So I think.
Losing it again.
Comics. Hello, hello.
I'm here. I just got that weird bandwidth is going because Barb is streaming message.
Oh. What did she download?
I don't know. She's watching the news. It's weird, though. On my end, it says poor connection. Well, it went away. Does yours say poor connection?
No, but I can't remember where I'm supposed to say it.
I don't know. It's usually on the face of you pointing at the river. In my case, it would be a picture of me, not a picture of you. But where are you anyway? In this picture, you're like showing your thumb up and you're like pointing to the river.
I'm
like,
pointing out the wind.
I am on the river of Saskatchewan or something. I don't know where
I'm like, hey, look.
Water.
Water.
H2O. It's like you never saw water before.
Very excited. Hey, there's a boat. Look, the land is all water. It's like land, but it's water.
You're going to a con today.
I am. I'm going to a con. I went to one yesterday.
A different one?
This is my a different one. There were two conventions this weekend.
Wow, why would they have two on the same weekend? Wouldn't it like take away?
Yes, but they're different audiences. kind of.
Oh, so the one today is like, it's snooty. Isn't this one called like chode or something like that? What did you call it? Oh, crap.
Oh. Internet. Damn it.
It's coming back. Yeah.
So today is the Chicago Alternative Comic Expo.
Yeah, it's called chode.
It's called cake.
Cake. Okay, I knew it was something like that.
Chode. It's called chode. It's called cake. This is the, I don't know how long it's been going on for. I think it might be up to like almost 10 years now. But that's the one that has all the alternative comic people. And it's held at the, it's called the Center on Halsted, which is the LGBTQ resource center in Chicago. And they just have it in their the gymnasium, and it's free. So that's the one where it's just basically just one artist, a big artist alley. There's no dealers or vendors or anything. It's just people selling their, and it's just comics too. So it's just people selling their comics. So,
but it's mostly people selling comics and never that have never gone through Diamond, right?
For the most part, I would.
Self-published.
Yeah, I don't know what that. Most of it is self-published. Yeah, there are some that go through Diamond, through like Ad House or Fantagraphics and things like that. So that's a fun one. I always enjoy that. And then yesterday was the, gosh, what was it called? It was the Chicago. God damn it. I can't remember what it's called now. I just went to it. Yes, it has a weird name. Let's see. Chicago Con Rosemont. It was at the Comic Con Revolution Chicago is what it's called. It's at the Rosemont Convention Center, which is where Wizard World is held as well.
Wow. This is more of a mainstream convention?
It is a mainstream convention, but it's a smaller mainstream convention because it was probably only about half the size Wizard.
But you bought a lot of stuff there.
I did. So the interesting thing was,
You bought more stuff there than you did at C2E2.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
Interestingly enough. Of course, I wasn't as distracted by people grabbing my ass. But
you were distracted by the banana lady. There was no banana ladies walking around.
There's no
around.
Banana lady on one side and someone's hand on my ass on the other. So I was able to peruse the tables more.
There was no grab ass. Nerdy Legion wasn't there. Let's just say that.
I'm not naming names.
Not naming any individual names, but we'll just say Nerdy Legion.
There you go.
The whole damn network.
Yeah, the whole network.
They play a lot of grab ass.
That is my experience.
Yeah.
Other people may have different experiences. But I'm just saying, be careful when you're going through the boxes.
Yep. I just had bonding with Nick going over Banana Lady. We bonded over Banana Lady.
You guys did.
We both wanted to peel the banana.
You were mentally peeling that banana for a good 10 to 15 minutes.
I read something like really nasty, like nastiest thing I think I've read since Rambo. No, even nastier. It was my first exposure to Hernandez, and I'm like, holy mother of God, what is this? I read Blubber, and it really is monsters, dicks, and a lot of fucking.
I haven't read Blubber yet. I don't even think I have Blubber.
I read 2 through 4, and I mean, it's like putting a dick in a hole. Any hole, any orifice.
Wow.
There's one character that shows up a lot, and her name is Pusella or something like that. She's like a porn star. Pussy. I think that's her name. Pussy.
Did Barbara just correct you?
No, she's talking in the background on the phone.
That's funny. Because you said it, and then I could hear her say something, and then
she
you
asked
corrected
if you corrected
herself.
Me.
Pussy.
Pussy. I read the 2 through 4. They're like short. It's like short little anthology stories of all kinds of different like monsters and sex and weird stuff. And it's like, it was weird.
Yeah, this is weird art for him.
Have
I'm looking
seen...
at Comixology.
Oh, they have Blubber on there?
Yeah.
I'm shocked. What do you see? Like, I didn't see any, like, thing that they could show on Comixology. Every page had a dick on it. What are you looking at?
For the first issue, they show 3 pages.
I have to go see this because I literally saw a dick on every panel.
On the first one, they show page 6, 7, and 8. On number 2, they don't show any. Number 3, they don't show any. And number 4,
can't.
they show one page.
The series. Okay, I want to go there.
They show page number 1.
Which one shows content?
Number one.
That's the only one I didn't read. That's why I did not see a clean page.
Okay. And number 4, they show the first page. That's it. That's all they could show.
Yeah, this is clean, man. This number 1 was tame. Yeah, there's nothing like this in the other issues. I mean, there's creature art like this, but... each one of those characters would have a huge dick as they walked into the room. It was a weird experience. It was weird.
I don't think I see any dicks here.
And I don't know if, like, on the last issue, if he poked fun of himself because he had, like, this weird scene where he was talking to his mom and his mom was like, "What is this filth? Or like that you're doing, son. What is wrong with you?" And I could see a mom saying that if she saw this comic.
If
you
showed it to her.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, you picked an interesting
place to
first
start.
First Hernandez comic. Yes. Fascinating. Yeah, I don't think they've collected that yet. I'll get the collection when it comes out.
So now I understand a little bit more of the Best of the Rest podcasters that like the Love and Rocket stuff. I know why they like it.
All the dicks.
I'm surprised you never checked it out. But it's weird. Fantagraphics published this like in 2014 or something. And they must have had, like, a bunch of old issues in stock or something because they just offered, like, 2 through 4. And I just said, what the hell? I'll just try it.
Yeah.
And see what it is. And I looked at the dates of publication, and I'm like, wow, these are old.
Well, it looks like Comixology says 2015 through 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't collected it. I wonder if they're not going to collect it. At least I don't think they've collected it.
I got your attention, didn't I? You're like, I gotta have this. There's dicks on every page.
I get all of his stuff when the collections come out anyway, so. Maybe I might have to get the singles. I don't know if they're gonna collect it. Too many dicks for the library.
Probably so. I felt pretty dirty. Dirty and aroused. No, I don't know what it was. It was weird.
Well, two kind of go hand in hand, so to speak.
Yeah. There's a lot of creatures in there. It's very strange. I can't even believe that they show three pages and there's... It looks nothing like the other books. Blubber 2 was the best. If you had to get any of them... None of them have anything to do with one another other than the ongoing character Pusey. But even when she comes in as a vignette, like a little comic strip, it has nothing to do with what she did previously.
Sure.
So she's just like the ongoing character that shows up. I'm surprised Comixology had this. I wonder how you prove you're an adult.
Yeah, that I don't know. You probably just say you're an adult. Put in your birthday. That probably...
Oh my god, on issue 4, it has the Tower of Sin dog. It is a fucked up story, man. What you see in that page that they show on Comixology is a mother and a geeked out son that go in this cave, and they both go to different places and fuck these creatures. He basically has a gangbang with like three women, and the mother does her own thing with like this weird creature. You see the mother in that picture.
Oh, those two human.
Yeah, that's her. That's her son. Yeah, they're human.
Yeah, all I see is maybe we'll have better luck if we split up. Good idea.
Yeah, it's weird.
Tower of Sindog.
So what are you going to do? Like, do you see any creators at this new convention that you're looking forward to? Or just do you just kind of explore the artist alley and all the different stuff?
Yeah, the one today I'll just explore. I know there are some creators there that I want to check out. I know Eddie Campbell's there.
What does he do again?
Alex Backus. We talked about him on like the last episode.
Oh, the Tundra. Is that where it came up? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
We were talking about Thunderbolt, Peter Cannon Thunderbolt from Dynamite, because it features Eddie Campbell. That's right.
Okay.
I'm not too aware of his work. I've heard Vince B talk a lot about him.
Yeah, he's been around a long time. I think he's English. So he's the big every year. Cake has like one big name person. So he's the
big name.
He's the big name. I think 2 years ago, Chester Brown was the big name.
I'm familiar with that name. I've read Chester Brown. I don't remember
last year. You have.
I think so. Doesn't he do that autobiographical stuff, or is that somebody else?
He's the one who did the Hooker comic.
Yeah. That's what I have.
Okay. And then there's some other people there who I'm interested in seeing. But mostly I'll just walk around to the tables and see what people are selling.
What was the other con called? This was Cake, and what was the other one?
The other one is Comic-Con Revolution.
Chicago Con Revolution?
Comic-Con Revolution.
How come Mr. Wetmore is not meeting you there?
I have no idea. I'm going to bug him and say, get your ass over there, man. Get it? And then, so yesterday's convention, so it was a smaller one. But so the big names they had there, they had who did they have? Mike Zeck was there. Fabian, how do you say his last name? Nachiza.
Nachiza, yeah.
James O'Barr was there.
Oh my god, the Crow.
Yeah, the Crow guy. He was just selling prints. And then their big names were Amanda Connor and Palmiotti. Yeah. So they had those guys had a line, and Who else had a line? Someone else had a... Oh, Fabian had a line. And then they didn't have...
Fabian ran Valiant Comics after Acclaim took over. He was the editor-in-chief.
They actually had him over in the, like, celebrity area. And then the celebrities they had were... The only ones I knew who they were Jake the Snake Roberts, who was the wrestler.
Yeah. I've heard of that name before.
Ming Chen.
Oh, he's from Comic Book Men.
Comic Book Men. And that was about it. Then there were some people who were, like, on some TV shows, but they weren't, like, main characters, so I didn't know who they were. Some lesser known people, but only a few. But then, so, and they had a decent number of dealers. I got some comics, decent number of comics from the dealers. But then I was surprised that Artist Alley, the number of people selling comics, like, there's a huge number of people who are actually selling comics. So that was cool to go around and talk to all the people. And I picked up, I think I got, like, I don't know, maybe like 12 comics that people were selling. So that was cool.
Yeah, you got a lot.
I did. I posted the picture on Twitter. I should pull it up so I can see what I bought. Let's see. How do I do it? Let me go to myself. Okay, here we go. What were some of the standouts?
I saw a picture of a luchadorian or something. What it,
yeah, luchador? I got that. Sonambulo.
Yeah.
Which, I guess that one's been going on for a while. Yeah, so, yeah. I'm probably pronounced it wrong. Sleepwalker, that's what it means. Sleepwalker. Yeah, that's like a luchador kind of guy. Let me see when he started that. 1996. That's been going since 1996. And that's, who's the creator? Rafael Navarro does that. And he was there next to another guy who writes a comic that he's drawing, which, where's my, what was that comic? That was Guns of Blazing, which apparently is like an action, high-flying action book about time, I think it's about time travel. So, like, time travelers going through time and having adventures. And that one actually came with a CD, and I think he had like 6 issues of that one, the Guns of Blazing comic. So I talked to those guys for a while. They're actually from California, so I talked to them for a while. They're cool. Then I got one, Man of Sin, which is like a horror comic that's actually on Kickstarter right now, but I think the Kickstarter is almost done for the trade collection. I picked up the first issue of that. The art in that looked really good.
What was that one called? Man of Sin?
Yeah, Man of Sin. And then, can't read this. Where's my reading glasses?
I can't even read comics anymore. It's because here's your problem. You're too old to be doing contacts now. You don't have to look cool anymore. Okay, Bill. You're not in front of Nerdy Legion right now. You don't have to play grab ass. Just let them see yourself that you're blind as a bat and you have 4 eyes.
My problem is I'm trying to look at the one online. I should have brought my comics in here. That was my problem.
You can't read. You can't spell anymore because your goddamn contact lenses. You just need to chill out, man. It's not like you're going to the pool.
Someday I might have to change the glasses.
Oh, his art looks very... Fans of The Exorcist, The Conjuring, and other psychological horror. It looks like somebody's art. I just can't.
It's very abstract. Painted or... Yeah. Well, not really abstract. Yeah, it's a painted style. But it's more...
There was this epic thing. I don't know. It's like Sienkiewicz or... What does this look like? This looks like...
It is along those lines.
Temple Smith.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sinkovich and Temple Smith mixed together, maybe. He even has a picture of himself. Man of Sin. Is it funded?
I think it's almost, he says almost funded.
It's almost funded. He's got 5 more days to go. He'll probably put in, that's when you have grandma call in for an extra $500 and you get over the limit.
That happens.
Let's see.
I think a lot of people jump in at the end anyway.
You can get the 90-page soft cover graphic novel for $25.
I think it's more than 25 pages or more than 90 pages, though, because his math wasn't very good, because he's telling me about it and he's saying each issue is like 26 pages. And he's like, I don't know how many pages that is. And then the girl next to him's like, well, it's over 100, because 25 times 4 would be 100.
He's so like, when added up the pages on his Kickstarter, he didn't add them right.
Yeah, I don't Adam Wright, yeah.
Is he a writer and an artist or what?
No, he's a writer. I think the artist was like from Brazil or something. But I read the first issue of that because I wanted to see if I wanted to do the Kickstarter. And I liked it.
You can say, well, how much is this comic book? And he said, oh, it's $5. And you just give him $3. Right?
What?
And you'll just give him $3. He won't know how to count it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That's right. I should have given him like a 10 and then say, okay, give me 7 change? Back. I'll just take 7 back.
You owe me 15. Is that what
So here's 10 and it's 5, right? Yeah. Okay. So give me my 15 change. I'll be on my way. I'm looking forward to reading all the stuff I got. I was impressed by the selection. So.
Well, you're gonna have to head over there soon. So, why don't we talk about the few books that we did put on the schedule? If you read them.
Yes, I did read them.
One of them was Out of the Blue.
Out of the Blue.
What did you think of the format on this?
I will say, so it's kind of the European style, right? It's the oversized hardcover European style, about, I don't know how many pages, 60 pages or so. I will say I liked it with respect to the art.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't like the fact that it looked like they took just a comic and blew it up because the word balloons were very big. And the text was very big.
What? I don't notice it being any bigger than.
It is. I know it is because I can actually read it. I don't need my reading glasses. So it's like the books that are text.
I don't find it disproportionate at all to what the art is.
It's not. I guess it's not to the art because I think what they did is. It was probably originally going to be a comic, and they just blew it up to the bigger size.
I think so, because you have the chapter breaks in here.
Yeah, as opposed to something that was designed specifically for the bigger size.
Because there's 3 chapters in here.
There, so yeah, so this is 3 issues. Yeah, so about 60 pages.
I liked it, and I noticed I hadn't noticed this until I started to organize my my upstairs bedroom with the hardcovers, is that everything they've released in the hardcover has been in this format. So there's been 3 of them so far that I know of. There's been Shock Volume 1 and a Cullen Bunn one called Witch Something or Another. I can't remember. But I like the format. This one was cool because it reminded me of Haunted Tank or... It reminded me of, they give him a crappy plane, and
right,
sometimes the guns fire, sometimes they misfire, and he seems like a talented individual. And the thing that I really didn't understand is, the story opens up with him, like flying in, and he's like, "Hey, you know, can I land? Can I land?" And he says, "You're clear to land." He goes to land his plane, and another plane just crashes into his plane. It obliterates
But
both
yeah, it goes in
planes.
front of a, it went in front of it went in front of his path, so he crashed into it.
Yeah. But he
And
didn't.
then they're blaming him for it.
But he did nothing wrong on his part, right? I mean, he.
No, he had permission to land,
Yeah.
so.
I
But
mean,
they're like, well,
the
you should
one.
have seen the other plane.
Well, the other guy's best friend was in the other plane, so he's like pissed as hell. And I don't understand why he says, well, you should have like you should have known to look around. Like, what could he
Right.
have done? Unless he might have seen it in the distance, but I don't know what he could have done. He seems like a really good pilot.
Yeah, he wasn't expecting anything, so.
But that guy, his superior is an asshole. Because he even has that party just so he could get near his wife. That is like ultimate dick. And he like dances with her the whole night. If it wasn't for that older dude that's his friend to break up, you know, break it up, he would have kept dancing with her. But I like it. I like how he got, because of that incident, he got put with a person that the other guy he didn't like either because he was a racist, apparently.
Yeah, because the other guy, where was he from? He was from.
He looks Middle Eastern to me,
Yeah,
but
Calcutta. So, yeah,
yeah.
he's Asian, so.
And he's
Indian.
kind of like the spotter. But he kind of puts them together and then treats them like crap the whole time, even though they're like, they are awesome. They get out of some predicaments just because they're good. Like if your guns are constantly jamming and you could still be get out of a predicament, you gotta be good.
Yeah, so it's the story is basically about this guy, his issues with his superiors, and then there's an awful lot of action scenes during battles, so.
He's got a good-looking wife. He has two friends. One guy, well, one guy is the guy from Calcutta that he hangs out with, and the other guy looks like Two-Face because he got his face burned off.
Yeah, that was the guy he knew from his past, right?
Yeah. And then there's this weird guy that's always working on their plane because their plane is always jacked up. And he is the
Yeah.
strangest guy I've ever seen. Like he goes, after the war, I'm gonna kill you. I mean,
He's like, 'cause he's like a communist, right?
yeah, he's Rush. He talked bad about the Russians and the fact that he had visited Russia, and he said that nobody would talk to him because they, I don't know, because he was an outsider. And when they did talk to him, they didn't like it much because their leaders would torture him or whatever. And he says, "You're lying." And he goes, "When the war is over, after you kill all these people, I'm gonna kill you. You know that for saying it." And he like put he put, brings out a book and writes down his name like he's keeping a name of people he's gonna kill. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah, he's high on communism and why it's gonna save the world. And the pilot guy's like, I've been there. It's like I've seen what it's really like for the people. He's like, no, you're lying.
Let me write your name down. I like this a lot so much that this weekend I would like to get through those two other hardcovers that I have from Aftershock. I'm glad that there's a volume two of this.
Yeah, I'm definitely on board for the second volume. I enjoyed it as well. Good stuff. Garth Ennis does a good job with the war stuff, the war
Yeah, and the
comics.
art is amazing in this thing.
Yeah, artist Ken Bur Keith Burns.
There's a lot of cool aerial fights in scenes that I like quite a bit. His
Yeah, he's good. He's good
co-pilot from Calcutta reminds me of the one guy that's in Wonder Woman. That you know they have their own band of brothers that are fighting, and there's like one guy that drives them into the Nazi shelter and stuff. He just looks like him. Like he This is a good book. I like it. And for $20, you get a hardcover. That's pretty awesome. I like the price point for something like this.
Now the Shock one, which was their anthology,
Yeah.
that one cost more. I assume it's thicker than this one.
It is. The other two are thicker than this one. Both of them. I'm going to read the Shock one because it has a volume two as well.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, must have sold well for them if they're bringing out a second one.
Let's talk briefly about the girl who handcuffed Houdini. I love this so much.
The girl who handcuffed Houdini, Mickey Woodcock.
Yeah. This series. I spent half an hour looking for number three. And then I just said, fuck it. I can't find it. I don't know where it is. I went to DCBS. I know I bought it. I know it arrived. I couldn't find it. So I said, screw it. I'm going to Comixology. I read it. And then I was like, that's familiar. So the only thing that I screwed up with is I never archived it in my reads. I read it before. I had just not recorded it as being read. So I reread number three and then I read number four. And I must say that I know a comic that I absolutely love when I remember it. And we read this almost a year ago, I think. And I still remembered it. And that's a lot to say for somebody that reads a lot of comics. And
Yeah,
it was amazing.
that does speak volumes. And I read number one back when it first came out, and I still
Yeah.
did remember. I remembered that. So the premise is that there's a woman whose father is an investigator, and she wants to be an investigator, but her father doesn't think women should be investigators. So her brother's actually being trained to be an investigator, but while they're out of Out on a are they on a case or something? I don't know. They're out of the office anyway. She takes on this case with Houdini's wife.
Yeah, to find out if she's cheating on. And the interesting
Yeah.
thing is she has an affair with Houdini.
Wasn't that kind was the one weird thing. So she ends up having an affair with Houdini, and she tells Houdini's wife, and she's like, "Yeah, no woman can resist him."
It was a weird relationship, and I consider his wife weird because I get the impression that she didn't like totally loved him, but she loved the security that he gave her. Like the money that he brought in and her lifestyle. And
Oh, just the fact that he was Houdini.
yeah. I think she was a little jealous or she wouldn't have hired her in the first place. But then they formed this weird relationship. And I love this is like sort of reading like a true story to me, except putting conspiracy theories in there that
Yeah, so the whole thing's based on basically conspiracy theories about how Houdini died.
with the spirit in his war with the spiritualist because he was a skeptic.
Right,
And
he
he had a
busted.
feud with Arthur Conan Doyle, who was the writer of Sherlock Holmes, right? So it leads into his death, but in this one, it uses the conspiracy theory that he was murdered, and they have pretty good evidence because the nurse that was taking care of him actually put arsenic in the soup that they gave to the wife, and the wife got deathly ill, but she recovered. And then later on, they think that she was poisoned. She injected Houdini with something, and they think it was arsenic, and they wanted to do an autopsy. And is her name Minky? Or what? I don't remember her what her name
The main
is.
person, yeah.
Yeah. She knew what they were doing. She called the wife and said, "You need to do the autopsy." But there was some weird lawyer there who might have been a spiritualist that said, "No, you can't do the autopsy
Yeah, I
because
think he was trying to.
you will never get the money. You will never get the money. It'll all be hidden in the murder, and
Yeah, be
then
tied up in court and stuff.
you will get no insurance money. Whereas if you deal with it now, you will get double the insurance money."
Right, saying
So,
if it was an accidental death, because they're blaming the death on the fact that he got, so he was in his office. Well, he's actually posing for an artist, and another guy, one of the artist friends, came in and said, "Hey, I hear you can get punched and it won't hurt you." And he's like, "Yeah, I've worked on developing my muscles and everything." So he just starts punching him before he's ready for it, so it hurt him. And then, so they're saying that's what actually killed him. As the official, because, well, it did something to his appendix, right? Ruptured his appendix or something.
Well, that's what they call his cause of death, as an appendix rupture.
Right.
But this whole thing got me to remember a movie that I watched when I was very, very, very young. I guess me and my family used to sit around the TV and watch a lot of movies. But I remember when I was really young, I was excited about actors that I knew being in something else. And this one featured Paul Michael Glasner, who was Starsky and Hutch, and Sally Struthers. And I love Starsky and Hutch. And there was a movie called The Great Houdini. And I remembered all the spiritualist and weirdness of this movie. And I was like, God, I gotta watch this. Just like The Mark of Zorro, I had to watch it again in 1973. So I did research and I was like, how can I watch this again? And it is on YouTube, so I can watch a really bad copy of this movie. And I am going to do it because I remember watching this as a kid. And just like Zorro, it had such an impact on me that every time I see Houdini in a comic book, I have to buy it. I'm just drawn to it. Because he's such a unique individual, I find him absolutely fascinating. This master escape artist who's like a skeptic that fought with all these people. And it's amazing. And I remember in that movie there they had like spiritualism, and it was weird because she was, I don't know if it was the wife, Sally Struthers, or what, but was trying to summon him back from the dead. So after he was already dead, which is it's very ironic, you know? Being that he was a skeptic that his wife would do that. So yeah, I was very fond of this movie, and a couple people went posted even images of the movie, so they watched the same thing. There's some people that are my age that know everything that I'm talking about. You know, they see my posts and they're like, "This movie, yeah, I remember this
Remember
movie."
the made for TV movies?
Yeah. Ross, he always remembers things like I post of Zorro or this movie. He even posts the image, and the image is a weird one because he looks like he's totally naked. If you see like Starsky naked in chains, you can't see his underwear. He's wearing like a banana hammock or a tight bikini underpants, but in the poster of the movie, he's sort of like clothesless, and then just has chains and everything as they're about to drop him in the water. But yeah, I love Houdini. I think it's amazing. I'd like to learn more. Did you like this series?
I did. It was very enjoyable. There's only one part I didn't really understand,
The
and
end?
that was, it was near the end. Let me see. Like when, so it was, So, spoiler, when the one spiritualist delivers a hand out of her area.
Well, I didn't understand the whole infiltration, because what did that do? Like, she literally caught the naked spiritualist. This is the one that would get naked, and then plasm would come out of her, like, orifices and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it was all staged.
Yeah, it was cheesecloth.
She kidnapped her.
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand.
She,
the kidnapped
she posed,
her.
Yeah, she posed as that woman, and then she told the wife, well, now you can open your eyes, but everybody else keep their eyes closed. And then she has, like, this little hand come out of her crotch and touch the woman, and the woman's like, whoa!
That's what I didn't really understand. Like, why did she do that?
I don't know, but it was cool. I liked a little hand coming out of the crotch. That was pretty amazing.
That was the one thing I didn't understand.
Why didn't the part that didn't seem like it flowed well to me was it seemed like she's a detective and she just was going to let it go after she talked to the wife. Do you know what I mean? It just seemed like, I understand now, like you need to get the money or whatever. So I think she should have went forth with the murder. And I just lost you again. I don't know. Yes. That's so weird.
It is weird. We had a good run there, though.
Yeah.
So you thought it was, like, out of character that she would...
Yeah, I just thought it was out of character, because I thought she was going to do something about it, but no, she was off to her next mystery.
She would want to know the truth. It wouldn't stop until she got it.
Because I think she respected him, because she was his... For part of the tour, she was his assistant.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, she tried. I mean, she broke into that apartment trying to find the truth.
She tried to get the autopsy done, too. She called the wife, and she held off.
And then they tried to kill her.
Yeah. They did.
But, yeah, then I guess at the end she was just like, all right, on to the next thing.
I was big into, like, following actors when I was really young in the 70s. Because, like, I watched, like, Logan's Run and following Michael York and
I mean, following old from different shows.
Even, like, I remember following Mark Hamill, and I was like, there was a movie that he came out with, and I was like, Mom, it's Luke Skywalker, and he's going to be in Corvette Summer. And I was like, you got to take me to this goddamn movie. It's Mark Hamill. He's going to be in Corvette Summer. And then I watched the movie, and I'm like, what the fuck was that?
I remember distinctly when that movie came out, because, like we were the perfect age, because, like, Corvettes were, like, the coolest car.
They were the coolest car, yeah.
And then it was Luke Skywalker in a movie, so it was, like, so exciting. We're like, oh, my God, Luke Skywalker in a Corvette.
I think there was another biking movie he was in, too, with 10 speeds. I can't remember what it was. But I, like, followed the characters to different things, like... Patrick Duffy. So, like, I loved Man from Atlantis, right? So I followed him to Dallas, and I was like, what the fuck is this? I don't want to watch this. But I would do that for characters. Like, what was the guy in Battlestar Galactica that played Starbuck? He went to the A-Team, and I had to watch the A-Team. Dirk Benedict. Mm-hmm. I love the A-Team.
Yeah,
I would, like, follow
that.
The actors that I liked a lot, because they were, like, action heroes, and I needed to see what they did. I was just really disappointed with Corvette Summer, and I remember being disappointed with Dallas. Like, I was like, that's the man from Atlantis. What the hell's
he
doing
I've never seen Corvette Summer.
I don't remember much of it. I remember begging my mom to go see it, because I was like... Because my uncle had a Corvette. So what I thought was cool back then was, like, a Corvette. You know, like, I drove in the vet. a couple times, and I was like, this is almost like a land speeder. Do you know what I mean? I was like, it feels like I'm in a land speeder.
My oldest cousin had a Corvette. He was older, probably about 15 years older than us, but he had a Corvette. So I was like, always, oh, that's so awesome. And that's what we used to play with, you know, the little Hot Wheels and stuff. Corvettes. Yeah. Trans Ams. And Lamborghinis, of course. Lamborghini Countach.
Yeah, the doors opened on the side. Bless you. There you go, Daryl.
And that was good because that was in, what was that movie? God damn it. Stupid old brain.
Back to the Future.
Oh, the race one with Burt Reynolds.
Oh, Smokey and the Bandit. Oh, Cannonball Run.
Oh, yeah, Cannonball Run with the... they had a Lamborghini in that.
Yeah, because Smokey and the Bandit was a Trans Am, I think, they drove.
Yeah. Cannonball Run. I have that on DVD. I love that movie.
So, do you need to go? You said 11-ish?
The show starts at 11, but, I mean, it goes till 6, so...
Okay.
I'm not...
I just wanted to get those two books
set
in
time.
Because
true reads.
We both read those.
Oh.
So I ended up
read,
buying it
the other
digitally.
Yeah, you need to read the other Houdini book.
Oh, the hardcover?
No, the Houdini Greatest... What is it called? The one from Rock Comics.
Has that come out?
Did you get that one? Yeah.
That's the Antarctic.
I have it anyway. Yeah, the Antarctic one.
I'm going to see if I can find it. Hold on. Houdini.
It's Houdini Master Detective, I think.
Yeah, I have it. You want to put that on the queue for next time?
Yeah, let's do that.
Houdini.
It's around a Houdini mood. Houdini. State of mind.
If you want to know more about Houdini, you can join us with this comic. But I highly, highly, highly recommend both the books that we read this week. We're out of the blue. I really thought if you're into World War II and Garth Ennis and really good art that's blown up. It's an awesome book. If you don't like things to be outside of a certain size, like if this might be too big to put anywhere, then you probably want to stay away from it. Read it digitally or something. But The Girl Who Handcuffed Houdini was absolutely amazing. So just to go over some Houdini books. There's The Abracadaver, The Afterlife Adventures of Harry Houdini from Dead Dog Publishing from 2006. After Houdini, which is a hardcover that came out from Insight. And I have that. And there is another one that's solicited in last month's previews, which is called Before Houdini. There's Batman Houdini, The Devil's Workshop from 1993. There's Harry Houdini from Campfire Publishing from 2009. There's Houdini Master Detective, which is the one we're going to talk about next week. There's Houdini the Handcuff King from Hyperion. Houdini the Man from Beyond from Image Comics. Well, I don't have that one. I got to look into that one. There's The Secret Adventures of Houdini from Alterna. Sherlock Holmes versus Harry Houdini from Dynamite. And Viper Comics presents Kid Houdini and the Silver Dollar Misfits. And what? I don't have this Image one from 2005. It's Brian Haberlin, too. Jeff Phillips and Brian Haberlin. I know Brian from doing a lot of the Spawn stuff. He was working for Todd McFarlane, doing some of the Spawn Dark Ages and some of those Spawn offshoots. Hello. Lots of Houdini comics.
That'd probably be good.
I bought some Aztec Aces too at the comic shop this last weekend.
Yeah, I saw you posted some stuff. That one, what was that one you got? Little Monsters?
Yeah,
what it was called?
The Little Monsters. I never even heard of that, but it looks interesting.
Me neither. I love like 60s monster, kids monster comics.
Yeah, this looks pretty good. This is The Little Monsters number 28 from 1975. Because if you remember the gold key, they never had the numbers on the damn comic book. You had to open it up and look at the indices to find the number. They have these weird numbers, like it'll say gold key, and then it'll say like 9130503. It's like they like put some serial number on there for every comic book they ever publish, and then they increment that.
Yeah.
It's weird. I hate it, though, because you can't tell, like, unless you open it up. And sometimes when I, like, file them, I don't know what number it is. So, like, I'll write on the back of the backing board, like, this is the, you know, the number. Yeah. He had a dollar bin, and it was stagnant for a while, but he's starting to throw in stuff that he thinks he cannot sell. And I'm finding some good stuff that I, like, want. Like, I was really surprised to see an issue of The Last Vikings in there. I already had the issue, but you can't go wrong with the Jack Kirby and Dave Stevens cover. Like, you just can't. I can't turn that down. No matter, you know, I have two legends that in comics. And I found another issue of Death Rattle.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't have a lot of Death Rattles. I'd like
and then
to get
I got
more.
An interesting series that I never heard of, but I saw an advertisement for it called Dinosaur Rex. And it's really interesting because the art looks amazing. And the weird thing about it is it's three issues, and the first issue's in color, and then the next two issues are in black and white. So I wonder what happened there.
Yeah, I have the first issue of that. But that's it.
I think that cover's sexy as hell of Dinosaur Rex. Because you have that guy, he's just there, but you have the girl in the front. She's all barefoot, and she's just like sitting on that desk, like all sexy. Like, god dang. Smoking hot. It looks very Dave Stevenish to me, especially the way she's drawn.
Yeah, it did. Was the artist on that?
Henry Mayo, who I don't know much about. He does the interiors as well. Yes, I almost read it before the show. I just didn't have enough time. I had to do my mic check and everything. And I was like, comics back then, they were dense.
Hey, it'll take you a while to read through those.
And right now I'm going to have to go through my plasm and just reorganize all the cards. It's going to be tough because some of them are stuck together. Like, they've been in the plastic so long.
It's not easy to get them out. Yeah. It took me a while to get that number 9 out.
I have to reverse all of them. And then put them in the opposite order because you're flipping the card. I think once I get past the first page, it's not going to be too bad, but the first page is really stuck. It's going to be a rough one. But I thought it was backwards. That's why I gotta tell. I remembered the last time we recorded, and you said, "Well, I'm looking right at Plasm because we were talking about the white cover versus the black cover."
Yeah.
And I was like, "I know Bill has a copy, so I can ask him these questions." I would have caught on eventually because the story was out of sequence, but it's like reading manga. I would have been reading it backwards, sort of.
I'm looking on my comic shop, and apparently there's two editions of this.
Of what? Dinosaur Rex? or plasm.
Oh, the plasm. Plasm. One has a gold logo and one has a silver logo.
And I think one is...
Oh, Premier Edition. There's a Premier Edition and there's a second edition.
Interesting.
I had the Premier Edition.
Is it in stock?
I was trying to see if any of them had the back cover. This one does not include the comic book. Does not include random trading card. Yeah, I guess there was a random trading card in the back. So we were right.
I think it did come, yeah. What is it under, though? I don't see it. I see the insert, but I don't see... Oh, the Plasm Collector Card Set album. Enlightened. This isn't right. What are you looking under? I'm not finding it.
Yeah, I should just be able to look for a plasma card set.
Oh, now I see it. I have the Premier Edition, too. Well, I don't know.
All what's right.
What's the difference? No, I have the second edition. Son of a bitch!
You got the second printing.
Yes, but I think I gave up. But hell, I could afford $30. I should just get a first printing, and then I could say I have the first and second printing.
Well, I was thinking, like, if you could get a copy for like not that much, it's probably worth the time it would take you to rearrange
all the cards. And just leave the second printing the way it is. Well, they have another one, 1993. Oh, that's a signed. What is this one? Well, there's quite a few of them. I don't understand the difference, though. There's a 0SNB. There's a 0SNA.
Oh, because some of them are missing, like... The cheaper ones are missing either the card or the comic.
Oh, Splatterball. Does it tell you what it's missing?
On my comic shop, it does.
Does not include the random foil card in the back cover. So that's kind of like what I have. I have a SNA. Huh. You're a big shot. What made you buy this? When did you buy it? Did you buy it on eBay or what did you get this?
I don't even know. It might have been. I got it years ago.
I remember when it came out and I wanted to be all in and I'm like, do I really want to buy a fucking box of cards? And I was like, I could sit it out. And in actuality, it was the right move, except I didn't know that there was the Splatterball comic book in the cover inside of it. So I wouldn't have been.
Known.
Yeah, because they came out. If you look up Plasm number 0, it is a comic book. You can buy the comic book of this card layout. And I have that.
What was that printed as?
What?
The comic version?
If you go to my comic shop and you search for Plasm, you'll see Plasm 1993 Diamond Insert. That's that comic. Oh, it came in previews. That's what this whole thing was. It was
only
available. Comic.
I wonder if I have that.
It's the full comic book.
I'm sure I have Plasm 0, yeah. I'm sure I have that.
I don't know. I don't think your spreadsheet has it.
I'm going to look. I'm looking it up on my spreadsheet. Plasm, Plasm, Plasm. I don't have any Plasm. It's probably under Warriors of Plasm.
This database.
Oh, I don't have zero. All right, add to wish list. How do I not have that?
How do I not have this? The world is strange. God damn it. So I got to go add to cart. Hopefully you won't take that from me. See who beats us. Because I'm not going to place my order until way after Heroes Con.
Yeah, I'm not.
But I put it on my list, and then I'm going to the cards. I'm going to the cards here, and I'm going to order myself a first print near mint gold so I can have what you have.
Well, they got a poster, too.
But I am going to do these cards as soon as we're off. It's driving me crazy to know that they're not in the right order.
They're in the wrong order.
Well, some of them are in the right order because when they have the character profiles, those ones are right because you want to have the character card in front and then the profile in the back. At least I think
so. Yeah, mine are backwards. I don't know why they would have done it that way. Maybe because the numbers are on the back?
Yeah, I think that's the way it's supposed to go. It just looks odd to me. That's why I got confused, because I was like, those ones look right, and then something looks off here.
The only thing I don't like is my empty page is not the last page. It's like in between some of the profile pages.
My empty page is the last page.
That's what I need. I'm not going to rearrange it, though.
But do you have, like, on the character profiles where they start? Let me see where mine start. I have I have 2.5 sheets of character profiles. Do you have more than that?
Yeah, I have 1, 2, 3, 3 2/3.
Oh, that's what I have.
Here, I'll tell you. I have number 118 through
148. 150.
I
have them all. So the only thing I'm missing then is that back piece. This is a fine looking product. I like it.
It is.
I wonder if we could find the back. I'm gonna search right now on eBay for Plasm back cover. See? Plasm.
That's got to be the rarest Plasm collectible. Back
cover official.
Oh, interesting. It does say on the back, it says bonus level 1 foil card, number 9 inside. So it was number 9 that came with the binder.
Where do you see that? On the back cover?
On the back cover, yeah.
Mine doesn't say that. Oh, no, it does say it. Bonus level
it says,
1.
Yeah, look at all you
number
get.
Number 9 inside. The cover of Zero Issue. An exclusive Splatterball. The Plasm Story. A true collectible.
On special paper. It's like on vellum. It's like on see-through paper.
Yeah, this finding this comic is going to be a bitch. I don't think anybody sent away for it.
Oh, for the back cover. I know. So I'm going to say, that has to be the rarest of the Defiant collectibles.
It's got to be $1,000.
Anything you have to send away for. Like you said, the only way you're going to get it is if you get lucky and happen to
find a binder that has some weird dude cover. That you go to a estate sale and he sent away for it.
Has the binder with the back page.
I never see these at conventions. Have you ever seen one of these at a convention?
Not that I can remember.
I don't remember. Barb's really happy to have this in her collection, though. Like, the card binder. She's thrilled. She's so excited that she gave me Henyos. Even though I bought her coffee, she's still angry.
Because of the binder.
Oh, do you want that breakfast package so Barb can add it to the hotel thing? We have breakfast every morning. Yeah. $9 a day? If you want to eat a $9 breakfast, you remember where we eat breakfast, right?
Yeah, it's in the...
Yeah, do you want that?
I'll think about it.
It's $9 a day. Which is half of what you'd pay if you were just to pay. But if you want to just eat a granola bar... I don't remember how you got it last time. Oh, you asked nicely? I'm a gold member. Can you give me another?
As a gold member.
As a gold member, shouldn't I get a third one in case I want to have an extra breakfast of all you can eat? Okay, Bill, you're going to be our kid. Okay,
you adopted me.
You need to walk on your knees the whole time that we're eating breakfast. Just crawl. I wonder, have you ever been to a con where David Laugham is there?
I have not.
Me neither.
I don't know if he does many...
He did a lot for Shooter, man. I'm like fascinated by like the relationships of editors and their people that work for him. I'd like to know. Because Shooter was like a hard editor to work for. But Laugham fit right in.
Apparently they had the right personality mix. I would like to get this binder signed by Shooter and Laugham. And then I would like to...
Hey, do you know if Shooter's going to be at Heroes? I don't know. I don't think so. Heroes Con 219. Because I'll take this with me. I haven't even looked at the guest list.
I haven't either.
It's usually in alphabetical order. Recent updates. Where is the guest list? God dang it. No, he's not going to be there.
So why is the East Coast crew not making it down for the show?
Daryl seems to not being able to go to cons outside of New York anymore because he's taking care of his mom, and I don't think he wants to leave her for
that's true.
a three-day weekend.
Can't be gone for that long.
Yeah, if it's like a one-day thing, I think it's more of a doable thing, but a three-day. Campbell, I don't know what's going on with Chris other than I think he's at the point now where he's got four kids and they're all in activities. Like, they're all... Do you see what I'm saying? They're like...
Busy all the time?
All the time, yeah. He has, like, no social media presence anymore at all. Like, I hardly ever hear from him. Hassan's daughter is graduating, so I won't see him. Yeah. Mbats just decided to go to Baltimore instead. I don't know if it's because it's closer or there goes our internet again. God dang it. I don't know if he's closer or what's going on. Alan, I think, is money. He couldn't make it because of money. And who else is usually there with us? Who? I already talked to him, Bats.
Him. Hopefully Luke Foster won't be there.
Luke Foster will be there. But Luke Foster, we don't see at all because he's busy trying to sell Banana
he's
Man.
He's at his table.
He's selling that drunken banana monkey. Lady banana lady monkey boy. Or whatever. Drunken monkey. He's trying to sell the Legends of the Drunken Monkey. The all-ages book of a drunk monkey. I imagine going to like Random House or Little Golden Books and trying to sell your idea.
Scholastic.
Yeah, it's like Scholastic. I really wanted to publish this all-ages comic book. And then you show him the painting picture of him like, oh, I'm hungover. I'm going to vomit in this trash can. That was there, Bill, wasn't it? I mean, I swear to God, it's
was,
there.
It was there. It's like, oh, I can't believe I drank so much last night. Quick, I need a garbage can.
I don't think...
That's how I remember it anyway.
Oh, I know. Who else goes? I'm drawing about. Oh, Keith Cunningham. He's not going because of finances. And Keith Knutson, I don't think he can go to cons anymore. I don't know if he's permitted. I don't know.
Well, last time we saw him for maybe a grand total of 45 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. If you could squeeze him in. So, no Laugh-Em. I know Peepoy is gonna be there.
You need to stay away from that table.
Robert Atkins is gonna be there. We haven't seen him in forever.
Yeah, that's been a while.
He's actually drawing G.I. Joe again.
I saw that.
I was shocked. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Alan Bellman canceled. Wow. I wonder if he's okay.
Yeah, it might be medically related.
Yeah. He posts a lot on Facebook. I should check him. He's pretty active on Facebook. If he hasn't been active, then something's probably wrong. What if there is no heaven? Then what is the point? what the hell's going on? What was I looking for? Oh.
Don Rosa will be there. He was at the
That's Barb's
Comic Con
Barb,
alternative or whatever.
Yeah, Barb will.
Yeah,
wait,
I gave
wait.
Him the finger just for Barb.
Yeah, Barb will wait in line for Don Rosa. That's just she loves Uncle Scrooge so much.
She has to get an Uncle Scrooge sketch.
Yes, she is the biggest fan of Don Rosa. When we were in the same van, she was in awe. She was in awe. She loves Don Rosa.
She
was
gets,
like,
yeah, she gets tongue-tied.
She's tongue-tied. It's excitement. Bob Hall's going to be there. Wow. Joe Picar canceled. Ramon Perez canceled. There's a lot of cancellations.
There are a lot of cancellations.
Chip Zdarsky
hey.
Canceled.
Tim Vigil or Vigil is going to be there.
Yeah. Faust.
How to say his last name. Oh, Wayne Van Sant is going to be there. Van Sant. I think he's been there before. Now that I mention it.
Yeah, there's quite the guest list.
The one thing that I don't like about Heroes is they have a lot of the same people every year.
Yeah, but that's good. Andrew Peepoy's there. That's the only sketch I'm going to get. Andrew Peepoy.
We good if they mixed it up more. But if Sergio Aragonés does a panel, I'm going to it.
Oh, my God. If he does a panel, I'll be there with you, my friend. He's amazing. I love
Especially
listening
if he's
to him.
Hopefully they have him doing some kind of drawing panel.
Yeah, because first time I've ever saw him was a quick draw in San Diego, and then I saw him again on the next time we went to San Diego, and he's just, he blows smoke against the artist. I love it because they'll have like a guy, usually like Scott Shaw or somebody, he's actually usually one of the quick draw guys too, but they'll have like somebody lead the mic where they say, okay, we're going to pick topics, and then somebody from the audience will shout a topic and they'll say, okay, you're going to have to sketch the scene with blah, 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 blah. And Sergio is fast. At least he was fast. I don't know if he's still fast. He could have like, he'd have the whole page covered in cartoon in like 5 minutes. And then like the other people were like so slow compared to him. And it was like masterful. And the thing I think that was amazing is they'd auction off the pieces at the end. And when we went that one year, it was Sergio, Scott Shaw, and Jim Lee. And there was one other. Oh, my God. It was Kyle Baker. So you had Kyle Baker.
Yeah, he's pretty quick, too.
Yeah, you had Kyle Baker. You know what surprised me is you think Jim Lee would be slow as hell. But one of the topics I remember explicitly was somebody got to the mic and said, "Can you draw your most embarrassing scene that you've seen at a con?" And Jim Lee's was pretty funny because he drew a sketch of him like on the toilet, and there was a fan underneath there with a pen, like trying to get him to sign a comic. I was like, "That's funny as hell." But I didn't think he would be able to like even compete with the cartoonists because I consider Kyle Baker. Like, they're cartoonists.
Right, expect,
they're a little more faster, yeah.
You wouldn't expect it out of Jim Lee.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure he can do it. I mean, there's no reason he wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah. He definitely wasn't as fast, but I was surprised that he was because, I don't know, he seems like when he's doing a comic book, it seems like he's slow. But I think it's because he's like a VP guy too, so he doesn't always have time to draw. He's doing other work as well. David Walker canceled, and so did Mark Wade. Looking at the people that canceled. Not too many. Yeah, Peepoy thought I was going to be in Denver. Denver Comic Con's this week. Because he says, "Stop by my table. I got something for you." And I said, "I'll have to hit you up at Heroes because I'm not going to Denver Comic Con."
I wonder what he has for you.
I don't know.
And how much he's going to charge you for it.
That's what Barb's first thing was. What does he have for you and how much is he going to charge you for it?
He'll be like, "I have this giant drawing I made for you. It's only $700.
Mm-hmm. I saw that Tom Scholey's joined. You were telling me about that YouTube thing that those two guys were doing.
Yeah, Piscor and Jim Rudd.
And Sholey's been on with Piscor lately.
Yeah, I've seen the three of them.
Is Sholey going to be there?
My favorite. I don't know, he usually is. Those three are usually there. I don't know. Probably depends how busy he is.
He is drawing GoBots. I don't see him on here. Yeah, I don't see him. I don't see Piscor either. And they're taking the year off. They usually are there.
Yeah, let's.
Because they have a studio or something that they're usually in, like, that row together.
Yeah, they're usually in the Indie Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they're not there, because those three are usually always there. Now, Jim Rugg is there.
He's the only one of the three.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Piscor is there.
Where do you see him? Oh, under he P. is there. Yeah, he's there.
It's probably just surely too busy.
I actually, when Ed Piscor was doing WYSIWYG, that's when I, like, WYSIWYG, met him. Yeah. I bought those trades from him. WYSIWYG.
Yeah, that was good. I like WYSIWYG. That was interesting.
Yeah. So I
that was about hacking back in the phone online days.
Yeah.
Before the internet.
I have those.
The good old days.
Upstairs somewhere. I think I know where they are.
I did a good job. I still have to finish. I'm not quite done merging yet. I'm quite pleased with my efforts.
Where's the stuff going that you're taking off the shelf?
Oh, the trades?
Yeah.
In the basement.
Oh. So you're moving the stuff that you don't need to see all the time into the basement, and the stuff that you want displayed is staying on the shelves. Man, we are having some badass internet today. It keeps breaking up. I only have it with Bill, though.
You're breaking up.
Yeah, you're there again. Barb is streaming again.
There you are.
She's sneezing and streaming.
Sneezing and streaming. So I should probably get going anyway.
Yeah. On that note of disconnect, you can reach Bill at DBM00. You can see us both at Heroes. At Mike Myers Brunch.
Yes. Stop by and say hello.
If you
can't find us, then stop by Luke Foster's table, and say, where are the Geek Brunch guys?
That's right. Look for Luke Foster's table and tell him you need to see the Geek Brunch guys, and that's where you heard about the Drunken Monkey. Tell him.
And show me the Drunken Monkey.
Yeah, tell him what kind of all ages book has a drunk monkey vomiting in a trash can.
Say, are you the guy with the drunk monkey book?
The all ages drunk monkey book? If you find Luke, you'll be able to find us, because we're around there and he usually knows where we're at, sort of.
He knows how to get hold of us.
Yeah. He usually stores our comics for us, or if we have stuff to lug around. Unless we keep making fun of his drunken monkey, then he might stop.
We think. Unless we've completely destroyed our relationship with him.
We are at geekbrunchpodcast.com. At the Facebook, you can find us at Geek Brunch Podcast. And you can send us email at Mike or Bill at comicbooknoise.com. If you're on the Twitter, tweet at Comic Book Noise and tell Derek, thank you for hosting Geek Brunch and all the other podcasts on your network. So that'll be it. And hopefully next time we'll have a little bit better connection. I don't know what we haven't had a connection like this in a long time. One or two outages, but not like this. I have a podcast with Kyle.
I was
going to
say, if it's me. Yeah. I'm sure it is. I was gonna say, I got my DCBS, and I got the latest issue of is it Creeps?
Oh yeah, did you read it?
Not yet, but we could do it for
also
next time.
We'll crew up Creeps and Houdini, and then whatever else pops up. You know what did show up in my DCBS that I don't know if you got it as well, is that Sham. Did you get Sham?
I did get Sham.
All right, can we do that one?
Yeah. It was oversized.
Yeah, it's like Golden Age size. That's what's cool.
Yeah,
Golden Age. It's the same size as a Golden Age comic. I liked it a lot. So that's cool that you got it. So that's we'll cover those three books and then whatever else tickles our fancy.
Sounds good.
All right, have fun at the con.
And I will.
Pick up
you
some
too.
Really
have fun.
Yeah, I don't know what we're obscure doing. We're going to Target. That's what we're doing.
Books.
I might replace another sprinkler head today. I don't know. All right, well, I'll talk to you later. Have fun.
Bye.
Bye. Hi. For breakfast. You're welcome.